Time to check in with the voice of the Maine Black Bear hockey team, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. This is this maybe is the greatest hour of radio ever in Eastern Maine, because in this hour, we have you now, the Maine Sportscaster of the Year. Earlier, we had Travis Lazarchik, the Maine Sports Writer of the Year, and I was once Employee of the Month.
Well, congratulations on that.
That was a long time ago.
Well, just as long as we all know, I am not Mighty John. I heard that a little earlier on my ride up here. We want to make sure that Mighty John Marshall gets his due too.
All right, Mighty John Marshall, awesome John Shields. How about that?
I'm just regular John Shields, just regular normal John Shields.
Well, I know better, but if that's what you like, if you want to defer to your radio elders, I understand.
Yes, I will do that.
Well, hey, it's not even game time yet, and already won Black Bear hockey win, the women's final now, knocking off New Hampshire 4-1 this afternoon.
Yeah, great win for them. I came up here just as it concluded, so I'll have to try to get up here a little earlier tomorrow. They're playing game two. They'll drop the puck at 2 o'clock in game two of that series. But it's a full border battle weekend here at the Alpha on Maine and UNH. So that's a good win for Coach Ricky Reichenbach and his team. They have one game left tomorrow in the regular season, and there's a bunch of different playoff scenarios on where they could go. So that's a fun Hockey East battle on the women's side of things this year.
Yeah, you better believe it. Now, as for the men, coming off a pretty good weekend, an awfully nice victory over number 9 UMass on Friday night. Fell behind, came back a little bit short on Saturday, but overall, would you say it was a pretty positive weekend for the Bears?
Yeah, a very positive weekend for the Bears going into a very difficult place to play in Amherst. It's the bigger ice sheet, defending national champs, ninth-ranked team of the nation. And Maine, that's a big win. That's a big, probably Coach Barr's, I mean, easily you could say his biggest win since he's been here at Maine here in his first season, and also beating his former employer, the Minutemen, and Coach Greg Carville. And that was a nice win, nice full game on Friday for Maine. They played hard. They hung around. And if you're going to beat a team like that, if you're going to get an upset like that, you got to hang around, stay in the game. And they did that, able to win it in overtime. It was very exciting. And then on Saturday, they went down 3-0. Some systems breakdowns, as Coach Barr said. They found themselves down 3-0. And, you know, this team doesn't give up. That's one thing I really love about this team is down 3-0. They won Friday night. They could easily have coasted the rest of the way, but they scraped back in. They worked on their power play, and that was another nice bright spot from Saturday's game. The two goals they did score were on the power play, and that special teams unit had been struggling, but now they seem to start to have something going on the power play. Things are clicking with a man advantage on the ice, and that's going to be critical here as they push towards the end of the season in the playoffs.
Well, this Maine New Hampshire border battle, make sure you get those Buffalo Wild Wings live reads in, John.
there's only 10 of them. I better get them in.
No problem. It's not what it used to be, but hey, it's still a great rivalry when these two get together.
Exactly. You know, there was a time when both these teams were top ranked in the nation, and both programs are trying to strive to get that back to that point. Mike Sousa is in his fourth year as the head coach of New Hampshire. He played on their 1999 team that lost to Maine in the national final, so he knows all about this rivalry and what it means to play Maine and New Hampshire. And I caught up with Mike Sousa earlier this week, and he's in the camp where they need to find a way to play Maine and New Hampshire in each other's building every single year. This is the first time, he said. Now, obviously, due to COVID, that changes things up, but his seniors have only been here one time.
Oh wow!
And in front of a crowd. So he's in the camp, and I think Coach Barr is too. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet about it. But finding a way where Maine and New Hampshire play maybe four times a year, play a non-conference series in whatever building they're not in for the league series, and I think that would be great for both programs and for Hockey East.
Well, the Black Bears will have their work cut out for them tonight, and as Coach Barr told us the other day, there aren't a lot of options. The roster's a bit thin right now when it comes to having replacements available. So guys have got to go out there, take care of business, and do their job.
Yeah. And we know tonight Adam Daw is back in the lineup. That's good to see. He missed that series at UMass. So things are pretty thin on who they have available, who's healthy. So it's also a chance for some players to step into positions they might not be comfortable with and maybe have an opportunity to shine. But it's the next man up, and they're going to have to be ready to go. So that's the one nice thing tonight. Adam Daw back in the lineup. One negative is, as of right now, Jacob Sirota not in the lineup. He got hurt in game 2 at UMass, and he's a very important part of their defensive core, of the power play, of the penalty kill, 3-on-3 overtime. He basically plays in every position. So they're going to have some defensemen step up tonight to fill his role, and those are a lot of minutes that need to be taken care of tonight with him out of the lineup.
Now, the roster also got a little bit thinner this week of the announcement that one of the Black Bears has left the team because he did not want to get a booster shot.
Correct. Emil Westerlin left the team, and he made it public that he didn't want to get the booster. He got the two shots, the first two shots, but didn't want to get the booster. So he's left the team, and to travel out of state, he had to get that booster, and he decided not to. So he is no longer with the Black Bears. I mean, I don't have much else to say on that. I haven't spoken to him directly, but it seems pretty cut and dry to me. You know, if you want to travel, if you want to go on the road, if you want to play, you got to get the booster, and he didn't want to. So he decided to move on.
Well, there you go. Rules is rules, as the kids say.
Now,
exactly. It's a 7 o'clock start. You're on the air with the pregame at 6:30 tonight?
Yes, 6:30 pregame show. It's a whiteout here tonight. So if folks are listening right now and they're headed up here, they can wear a white T-shirt or a white sweatshirt. There is already a pretty good student section line outside, lined up and ready to go. So it should be a full house here tonight. It should be a great atmosphere.
Excellent. Well, have a blast tonight. Get some points for the Black Bears, and we'll check in with you again next Friday, regular John.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you. John Shields, voice of the Black Bears, and may I add, main sportscaster of the year. No, he's no regular John, for gosh sakes. It's 7 to go before the top of the hour. Black Bear reports are presented by Clear Point Capital. Give Mike Tool a call, 307-7718, and by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs. From experienced local people you can trust, see Tom Bennett and the crew at Bennett Auto Center. Check them out online as well, bennettautocenter.com.